You've got it tuned to listener-powered KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I could not be more delighted to be here with Connor Oberst and his band. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
It is so wonderful to have you here, and we absolutely love your new album. I have to say, it's another fantastic release, but I can't wait to hear some songs from it. You want to start us off?
Absolutely. This one's called Hundreds of Ways. What a thing to be a witness to the sunshine. What a dream to just be walking on the ground. What a time to live among the ashen remnants of a love that came before. I'm still looking for that now. It took centuries to build these twisted cities. Seconds to reduce them down to dust. All the tour guide could say was take your pictures, folks, it's late. Try your best, please, to remember what you've done. Don't look so forlorn, don't you look so scared. Don't get so upset, this world was never fair. There are hundreds of ways, so you just find one. I used to think that time was of the essence. Now I just wish I could fall asleep. All the strange parade of sounds the city makes when I lie down. Little explosions that set fire in my dreams. Sometimes I get mistaken for this actor. So maybe I could see it from the side. But no one really seems to be the person that they mean to be. I hope I am forgotten when I die. Don't contradict me, don't make me cross the line. Bakersfield for cash. Then the band shell got its band sound like an arm in Japan. Blew all my quarters trying to get that feeling back. Any sucker can turn boredom into violence. A sociopath riding on the bus. And his irises are black from those novelty contacts. He looks around. Can't see the rest of us. In my sunglasses, I don't mind the blinding light. to get through the day. Just find one.
Bravo, Connor Oberst, live on KEXP. That was incredible.
You're too kind. Thank you so much.
You got another one?
Yeah, let's do, this one's called Zigzagging Toward the Light. I'm blessed with the heart that doesn't stop. My mind's a weather vane, spins around just like a clock. Knows what the winds of fortune bring. In the season of the witch, home is a perjury, a parlor trick, an urban myth. Oh, how the circumstances change. This world is smoke and steel and compromise and meter maids. Going to leave here for too long. Zigzagging towards the light, I'm off to sing my bounder song. True love, it hides like city stars. Nothing to gaze upon. Contemplate how near or far. If it comes, it comes quite unannounced. It's a momentary glance lit up by sun or moon, by bonfire or ambulance van. Oh, how the circumstances change. Feels unmistakable with no idea from where it came. But you will know it when it's gone. Sing your founder song. Half dead you sing your founder song. And half dead you sing, half dead you sing. Sing for the founder, whose word is never kept. It's true that shadows tell the time. On sunny afternoons, crowded sidewalks, passers-by. I'm in a queue that stretches out as far as the eye can see. It forms a figure eight and it goes on for eternity. Then how the circumstances change. We fly by interstate across a purple mountain range. Coat off. Got a little hotter than I planned in here.
It's a nice looking coat though, so I'm glad we got you in it for a couple of songs. It's Connor Oberst live on KEXP, songs from the fabulous new album Upside Down Mountain. And again, thank you so much for making time to stop by and with your whole band today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
We've had you in studio, and I've seen you perform as a solo artist many times and with one other musician. Those intimate shows are always wonderful and so engaging. But when you're playing with a big band, you just seem to come alive, and you're quite the showman. No matter what you're singing about, you just seem so happy.
Well, I definitely love playing with these boys in particular. But yeah, I like to play with the band probably more than by myself. I did a tour a couple years ago that was pretty much by myself, and it was one of the harder tours because, you know, you feel kind of lonely up there, just the old guitar. So it's nice to have a band.
Well, let's meet this band because you've got some pretty heavy hitters out on tour with you right now.
Yep. This is my main man, Jonathan Wilson, playing guitar, and he also produced my new record. He's right here.
Hi.
Hi. I have to tell you, Jonathan Wilson is our main man here at KEXP as well. We affectionately call him Jay Willie.
Oh,
and
nice.
When you loaded your gear in earlier today, yeah, and the whole staff has been seeing it in the hall all day.
Oh, that's amazing.
Been pretty much beside ourselves.
Oh, great to be back.
It's great to have you all here. Welcome.
Should I keep going around?
Yes.
Okay. So this is Nate Walcott back there on the keys. He's my he plays in my other band, Bright Eyes. He's very handsome. This is Cully Symington on the drum kit. Drummer extraordinaire, has played in many bands, Cursive, Afghan Wigs, Okkervil River, etc. This is Miwi LaLupa on the bass guitar from Brooklyn, New York. Mm. He's played in a great band too. He's also a fantastic horn player. Mm. Plays in Red Barat, etc. And he made a great album under his own name this last year, one of my favorite albums. Last year, we got to give you all a copy of that.
We'd love that.
And then right here is Dan Horn on the pedal steel. Fan favorite, my favorite.
Yeah, we could spend 20 minutes on each band member here if we had enough time today.
Yeah.
You're not fooling around with this crew.
Yeah, they're professional.
You said that you guys have been out on tour now for about a month together.
Yeah.
So you've really locked into the sound, but I'm guessing pretty much the first rehearsal probably sounded this good.
They make it look easy. So yeah, they, you know, showed up, and I think we had maybe 3 days of rehearsal before the first show. And you know, they always kind of, the first few shows you kind of get your footing, and then it's been, I'd say, pretty smooth sailing since then.
I've loved hearing those first two songs from the new album Upside Down Mountain, and you mentioned that you and Jonathan worked on that together, and I understand you made it in a few different cities. Can you tell me how that kind of got started?
Yep. We did a lot of the beginning sessions over in L.A. at Jonathan's place in L.A. And then took some tracks back to Omaha, where I have a studio with Mike from Bright Eyes, and worked on it there. And then we finished up in Nashville at this really crazy, amazing studio called Blackbird. And that's where we mixed the album and did the final finishing touches.
And I understand Clara and Johanna from First Aid Kit are actually on a lot of songs.
Yep, they are. Actually, the tour I was talking about before, where I was pretty much solo, they were playing those shows with me, and they sang on a lot of my songs every night. And that was a couple years ago, and that's what planted the seed for me of like, wow, I got to get them all over my next record because they have like the most beautiful voices and just, yeah, they're insanely talented ladies.
Well, you've been working with them off and on, mostly on, for the last few years.
Yeah, they've made their last two records with Mike Mogis in our studio.
And Nate was
Yep, he's been very involved with that too. And so, yeah, it's been great. Just they're incredible.
I know that I read somewhere that you just went to Nashville to mix the record, and Jonathan, you might be the person to answer this question, but that there were so many fun toys in the studio that you actually ended up recording some stuff when you thought you were just going to be there to put some finishing things on it.
Yeah, we ended up to take advantage of the extremely like extensive collection that they have there of the incredible.
There, you know, there's a race among like gearheads to get all the good old vintage, you know,
gear on the planet.
And this guy kind of won the contest and bought it all.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
It's all down there if you're looking for it.
How
was our favorite? The Poublasson?
Yeah, that's all over the album. That's a piece of, it's a piece of gear. It's sort of like a doubler, like a fast, delay that's made in France. It's a kind of an odd piece and
vintagey.
Yeah, and it speaks to you in a French, yeah, you know, like bonjour. On the screen
when
yeah.
you turn it on.
So that's on the album.
How could you not want to use that?
Yeah, no, right.
How long did it take you to make the record?
Well, I'd say all in total, if you really start from the top, I mean, like 9 months, I guess. But I mean, we weren't working that whole time, obviously. But from that was the time span. Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's absolutely beautiful. Upside Down Mountain. And you have another song you're going to play?
Yeah,
something
we're going to try this one. And this is going to feature Miwi on the some vocals with me. But it's called Double Life. It ain't perfect, nothing is. There's still room to grow. Feeling different, staying in. Made a little home. So when I sit back in my chair, as the evening wanes, remember getting here, but I'm glad I came. So don't look down, just cross the bridge. When you get there, you'll know why you did. There's a better life on the other side. It's your double life on the other side. It's your second life on the other side.
Live on KEXP.
So we're thinking about trying an old one, if that's all right. Everybody ready? Okay. This one is about driving around in circles. It's called We Are Nowhere, and it's now. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Taste of wine, why would you drink it till you're blind? If you swear that there's no truth, man, who cares? How come you say it like you're right? Why are you scared to dream of God if it's salvation that you want? Some stars that clear, they've been dead for years, but the idea just lives on. Like our wheels that spin around as we float above the ground. All day it seems we've been in between a past and a future tense. We are nowhere, and it's now. We are nowhere, and it's now. Like a 10-minute dream in the passenger seat, while the world went flying by. I haven't been gone very long, but it feels like a lifetime. Strange at night, side effects they don't advertise. I've been sleeping so strange, I got a head full of pesticide. Got no plans, there's just too much time. Feel too restless to unwind. Always lost in thought as I walk the block to my favorite neon sign, where the waitress looks so concerned, but she never says a word. We turn the jukebox on, hum along, and I smile right back at her, until my friend, she comes after work, when all the speeches start to slur. She says these bars are filled with things that kill, but now you're probably, you should have learned. Did you forget that yellow bird? And how could you forget your yellow bird? She took a small silver wreath and pinned it onto me. Said this one's gonna bring you love. And I know that's not true, but I keep it for good luck.
Love it.
All right.
It's Goner Oberst live on KEXP. Your songs give us so much to think about. Your album Upside Down Mountain came out over 4 months ago. I feel like I've barely scratched the surface. There's so much to chew on. And you've said before in interviews many times that language is a big part of why you make music, why you continue to do it after so long. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, my favorite, I guess I shouldn't say my favorite kind of music, but the kind of music that I make, I think, is that sort of fusion of, you know, melody and poetry, and that's kind of the main point of it all, you know? And so when I'm making a song, I think they're equally important, both the melody and the lyrics. A lot of times people ask me if I write the words first, but I actually don't. I usually write the melody first, mm-hmm. and then once I can have that kind of, like, I'll have some stand-in kind of dummy lyrics, and then once the melody is sort of solidified in my mind, then I can go about my business and just sing it to myself quietly and sort of fill in the words over a period of days or weeks or whatever. So, yeah, I think that, you know, you can't have one without the other, but yeah, I try to work hard on the words and make them count.
There's a lot of words. You get your bang for your buck on a Conor Oberst record, that's for sure. It's not just baby, baby, and the refrain,
mama,
and
mama.
Baby, baby. But I love it. You know, you've been making music since you were in your early teens, and much of it in the public. So we've watched you grow. You've matured as an artist. You've got 3 decades of life experience to draw from. One of the things I've noticed being a fan from the early days is that you constantly seem to be moving forward. And of course, every artist is going to say this, that they aren't just trying to write a hit, you know, for commercial play, but you really seem to just be moving on to the next thing that sparks your
interest. I wish I could write a hit. I don't know how to at all, actually. That's eluded me, but no, I think, usually I'm interested in the next thing. By the time, it's still fun, obviously, to play the songs live, but by the time the record comes out, there's such a delayed quality to it that I'm normally thinking about the next thing that I'm going to be working on or start working on the next thing, because that's just, I don't know, the only way to kind of stay sane.
You've got such a huge catalog, so many, you know, projects, so many albums with those projects. And as a listener and a fan, we never know what's going to be coming next, which is exciting. Do you have things planned out, or is it very spontaneous for you?
I mean, there's certain schedule type things that are, you know, like, know that I'm going to be getting together with this person or these people to work on music. And as far as like the actual work itself, I would say it's pretty usually shoot from the hip, you know. I don't preconceive too much, you know, because, I mean, so once you have the songs, the way I look at it is, like, if the songs are good, they kind of are sturdy and they can stand on their own, and then you can just dress them up in any way you want in the studio or with whatever kind of band and instrumentation you have. And so that's kind of my approach. Like, I feel like the songs are, like, simple, like, melody, chords, words, but then from there, you know, that's when fun begins, you know. There's all kinds of possibilities. You can take them, all directions you can take them in, so try to go down as many darkened corridors as possible.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of fun, and then you said darkened corridors, but you seem like you're having a really great time. Are you able to live in the moment? Are you enjoying yourself?
I try, you know. No, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of can be a personality trait kind of a question, but our...
Yeah, no, we have a lot of fun. I'd say a lot of our day is taken up on tour just trying to, like, make each other laugh, you know, and, like, A lot of silliness abounds, hijinks, whatnot. So,
certainly making us smile today. We can't thank you all enough for coming by. And you got time for one more song?
Cool. I was gonna play this. I was gonna let these guys off the hook and play this one on my lonesome.
All right, it's just you and me.
Here we go.
You and me, kid.
He's my friend, he's no friend to me. Ask him why, he'll tell you casually. Washed up, bitter, broke and busted. Backstabbed everyone he trusted. Says he sees what no one else can see. I had half his guts, I'd want it to chase that fatalistic comet and die young in the dark. That's poetry, but it was not to be. No, it was not for me. He's always sad, but I've never seen him cry. When he comes to sure, he'll apologize. Find his car, assess the damage. Still drunk, but he likes a challenge. Holds on to his mind just like a kite. But a good strong wind will keep you honest, fill you with some common knowledge. Things when we were young we never tried. I figured we had time with such a long life. Money clips, alligator shoes. Just one more dance, he's in that champagne room. Where she moves like a chocolate fountain, pouring, spilling all around him. Makes him wonder what else she could do. How bittersweet is love's illusion? Feelings that cannot be proven. Just trust me, you'll see my aim is true. I've done this all for you. I suffered long for you. So many times he's tried to play it straight. He worked and worked and till his body ached. But a brand new life will lose its luster. Troubles tend to find each other. Call it luck or you can call it fate. But either way, it's how it happens, not the life that you imagine. So just go out with a bang like Hemingway. And some will say you're brave, and some will say you ain't.
That was lovely.
Thanks for having me.
It's so wonderful to have you here. It's Connor Oberst live on KEXP, the new album, Incredible Upside Down Mountain. It's great to have you here. Thank you again so
much. Thanks, Cheryl.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.